Your liquor license doesn't have one compliance deadline, it has five. Picture this, your liquor license is current, your NLA registration is up to date, and you haven't missed a VAT payment in years. Then a letter arrives from CIPC. The company is being deregistered, not for anything to do with liquor, but because nobody filed the annual return. And once that company no longer exists on CIPC's books, the license attached to it is in trouble too, regardless of how clean your liquor compliance record looks. That's the trap. If you sell, distribute, or manufacture liquor in South Africa, you're not managing one compliance calendar, you're managing five, run by five separate agencies, each on its own cycle. The National Liquor Authority, NLA, your Provincial Liquor Board, the South African Revenue Service Customs and Excise, the South African Revenue Service VAT and PAYE, and CIPC all expect something from you, at different times, in different formats, with different consequences for missing them. Most owners only track the one they think of as the liquor license, and that's exactly the gap that gets businesses into trouble. The opportunity. This isn't about saving time on admin, it's about removing a risk that can shut down trading entirely. A lapsed NLA registration, a deregistered company, or a missed excise renewal doesn't just cost you a fine. It can stop you from legally manufacturing, distributing, or selling stock until it's resolved, and resolving it takes weeks, not days. The fix is one shared calendar covering every recurring obligation, with reminders firing 30, 14, and 7 days before each deadline, well before any of the five agencies sends you a warning. And you don't need new software to start. Google Calendar or Outlook, shared with whoever handles admin, gets you 90% of the way there. The NLA's registration and renewal requirements sit under the Liquor Act and its application procedures, so they're standardized enough to turn straight into recurring calendar entries, confirm the current forms and supporting documents on the DTIC's NLA pages each year, and you're not guessing what's needed. How it works. Start by listing every recurring obligation by agency, not by thing I need to do this month. For most liquor businesses, that list looks like this: NLA annual renewal, if you're registered as a manufacturer or distributor, your provincial liquor license renewal, Western Cape, Gauteng, KZN and others each run their own process under their own Provincial Liquor Act, the South African Revenue Service Customs and Excise license if you're liable for excise duty on alcohol, VAT 201 returns, EMP 201, PAYE, UIF, SDL, and your CIPC annual return. For each one, capture more than just the date. With the NLA, for example, the payment reference matters as much as the deadline. Pay against the wrong or missing reference number and the payment can land unmatched. It gets parked in a suspense account rather than credited to your registration, and if it's never reconciled, it can ultimately be surrendered to the National Treasury. Your renewal date passes paid on your bank statement while your registration status quietly lapses. That's not a date problem. That's a "did we quote the right reference" problem, and it belongs in your calendar entry, not just in your head. If you hold the South African Revenue Service excise license, build in time for the admin around it too. The South African Revenue Service Customs and Excise can require security, a bond, as a condition of the license. In plain terms, a bond works like a guarantee the South African Revenue Service can call on to cover money you owe if you don't meet your obligations. Treat it as a standing item to review alongside your renewal, not a once-off you tick off at registration. Confirm the current security requirements for your license type under the South African Revenue Service Customs and Excise pages. For the South African Revenue Service, the cadences are the standard ones, but confirm each against your own profile on e-filing rather than taking a rule of thumb as gospel. A standard VAT vendor typically files VAT 201 on a bimonthly cycle, and the due date can shift when it lands on a weekend or public holiday, so e-filing is the source of truth for your exact date. PAYE returns, EMP 201, are filed monthly. If your company pays provisional tax, that's generally two submissions a year tied to your financial year-end. None of these move because you're in the liquor trade, but they all sit on the same calendar as the ones that do, and your e-filing profile shows the exact dates that apply to you. Once you've got the full list, build one shared calendar with a recurring entry per obligation, each with three reminders, 30, 14, and 7 days out. Then assign an owner to each one. In a one-person business, owner just means who's actually logging into e-filing or the NLA portal that week. A reminder that nobody acts on is just noise. Case study, a craft distillery's five-calendar problem. This example is illustrative. It's built from common patterns we see in SA liquor businesses, not a single real client. An 8-person craft spirits distillery in Gauteng holds NLA registration as a distributor, a provincial liquor license, a the South African Revenue Service excise license, and standard VAT and PAYE registrations. The problem, every one of those deadlines lived in a different place. The accountant's spreadsheet had the South African Revenue Service dates, the owner's inbox had NLA renewal emails, when they arrived at all, and the CIPC anniversary date existed only in the founder's memory. What changed? The owner and the bookkeeper sat down for an afternoon and built one shared Google Calendar. Every obligation got its own recurring entry, NLA renewal, provincial license renewal, excise license review, VAT 201, EMP 201, CIPC annual return, each with reminders at 30, 14, and 7 days out, and a named owner for each. The result, for the first time in 3 years, the NLA renewal and the CIPC annual return were both filed inside the windows, with no last-minute scramble. Nothing dramatic, just nothing missed. The friction, when the NLA renewal payment went through, it didn't match. The bookkeeper had paid on time but quoted the wrong reference number, so the payment landed in a suspense account instead of being credited to the registration, and on the bank statement it simply read, paid. It sat unreconciled for 2 weeks until the bookkeeper called the NLA directly, confirmed the correct reference, and had the payment reallocated before it could drift toward being surrendered to the National Treasury as an unidentified deposit. The date was right. The reference number was wrong, and that's the kind of detail a calendar reminder alone won't catch unless you write the exact reference into the entry itself. Frequently asked questions. I already pay an accountant for VAT and PAYE, why do I need a separate calendar for the NLA and liquor board stuff? Because your accountant's engagement almost certainly stops at the South African Revenue Service. NLA registration, provincial liquor license renewals, and excise licensing fall under the DTIC and the South African Revenue Service Customs and Excise, different departments, different forms, different portals. Unless you've specifically asked your accountant to track these, they're not in their system. Most aren't. What if the requirements change, or I register a new license type later, won't this calendar go out of date? It will, if you never look at it again. Treat it as a living document, once a year, when your NLA renewal comes around, use that moment to review the whole calendar, add new obligations, remove ones that no longer apply, and double-check payment reference numbers and contact details haven't changed. 10 minutes once a year keeps it current. Is this just another subscription I'll end up paying for? No. The version described here costs nothing, it's a shared Google Calendar or Outlook calendar with reminders. If you later want something more automated, that's a separate decision you can make once you've proven the manual version works for your business. Don't buy software to solve a problem you haven't mapped out yet. The cooler take. This whole approach assumes you already know your five obligations, that the only gap is remembering them. For a lot of liquor traders, that's not true. Plenty of small distributors only discover they needed a South African Revenue Service excise license when a consignment gets held at a depot, or only find out their CIPC status has lapsed when the bank account gets frozen. The calendar in this article works brilliantly, once you know what belongs on it. But if you've never registered for the NLA, or you're not sure whether you're liable for excise duty, no number of reminders fixes a missing line item. So before you build the calendar, get someone to check your actual license footprint against what the South African Revenue Service and the NLA have on file for your company. The two lists don't always match, and the mismatch is usually where the trouble starts. Next week, how to check, in under 20 minutes, whether the South African Revenue Service thinks you're registered for something you've never heard of.